This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. So that's the impact of China's latest outbreak here in the U.S. and potentially in Russia. But what's it like in China? Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai, where the financial capital is also restricting people's movement.
Shanghai doesn't call this a full lockdown. Officials haven't shut down the whole city, but they are sealing off individual buildings. The effect on residents is just as jarring. For days, friends have sent me news that their high-rises have been sealed overnight. Pet owners have formed chat groups and backup plans for how to feed their beloved animals if they can't get home for weeks. China's zero COVID policy means even if you're a contact of a contact and did not test positive, you still might have to quarantine at a government hotel. This strategy is how China kept its factories churning during the pandemic. But the Omicron variant is highly contagious. Here in the financial center, Shanghai, you can't leave the city unless you prove you're COVID-free and have a good reason to travel. Students are back to online learning, and parents, if they're lucky, work from home. As for people still going to the office, like me, the morning commute is quiet. Many restaurants are open for takeout only, and I carry my work stuff wherever I go, just in case. For now, still out and about in Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.